It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
7 o'clock tonight. Woo! Chiefs and Bears.
I'm so excited.
You really get into the preseason?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even care. I'm just so excited it's back and it's on. And
I was going to say, I'm just excited that it's the last preseason
game. Me too.
And you know what that means? The next game's the real season.
Well, we're 14 days away, right?
Yep.
14 days away. That's correct. First, we kick off the season with Thursday night football. Since we were the Super Bowl champions, we get the first game and we're taking on the Ravens.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
I can't wait for college football. That's what I want.
Will it be really, like, will they be playing tonight or still really they're not playing tonight?
There's no starters.
Still no?
There will not be a single starter on the field tonight.
It's all right. It's all right.
Well, the Bears will probably try out some starters, but we will not.
Okay.
I'm so excited. They need to.
They got to figure out who they're going to be playing.
After last season. Yeah. Lost their quarterback. Good afternoon, everybody. Good to be with you on Chiefs Thursday. New list out. States that swear the most.
Oh, you've got to be blanking kidding me.
Okay. Massachusetts. I feel like all of Boston ranks in the top five.
Man, even my glasses don't help me zoom in that close. No, Massachusetts is, no, they're kind of mid-tier.
New York?
Surprisingly, no. New York came in 17th.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm going off memory here. This is the most bizarre chart. There's no story attached
very odd.
With it.
It's just a chart.
So I'm going off memory.
There's a story attached in there.
Was it in there?
Yeah.
Well, it's not next to the map. I do know that the three that cuss the least are North Dakota, South Dakota.
That's because there's no one there.
Because
you can't curse if you're not there.
I don't
there.
Think it's cumulative.
They all individually cuss a lot, but there's not enough people.
It's just one old crotchety lady named Eunice.
That's the only reason.
She lets them rip.
That's the only reason South Dakota's on the list is Eunice. I do know that, and I'm going off memory because I read the story this morning. Maryland, I believe, is number one. Virginia is number two.
Maryland has a score of 63.3. That is the highest score that was given to any of the states. Maryland, not far behind.
Maryland!
Virginia, excuse me, not far behind at 47.6. Number two is actually Louisiana.
Georgia's got a 57.4.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Huh.
Kansas and Missouri right in the middle of the pack.
Of course. I'm disappointed. I would have liked to have been higher.
Now, Kansas City, when it comes to the state of Missouri, cusses the most.
Okay. That didn't surprise me.
Well, yeah. You're here.
I'm single-handedly bringing up the
By the way, they break average. It down by continent, and in the top five cities for North America all fall in the United States. Canada does not pick up the slack.
Baltimore is the cursiest state city in the Union. Baton Rouge, Atlanta, Detroit, and Houston.
Houston?
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta doesn't surprise me. Detroit doesn't surprise me.
In Europe, the top four cities are all in England.
Ha!
By the way,
the fifth is in Ireland.
The S word takes the cake.
Is that the big one?
That is the big one.
Huh.
It's one of my favorites. It's probably in the top three.
What are the other ones, Dana?
You want me to let them rip?
No.
You can once.
One time.
Happy to do it.
All right, story here. We will get to a story out of the Northland coming up just a
there's
moment.
There's a bunch of them today.
Yeah. Just this story real quick. A new study has found that marriage is great for keeping you healthy if you're a man. The study found...
And you should be super healthy.
Wow.
It didn't say number of marriages. It just said marriage. Very good. The study found no correlation between marriage and improved well-being for women. It was a Canadian study. They found married men had better physical and mental health than middle-aged bachelors.
That's got to do with loneliness.
I think it has to do with loneliness, and I think it also has to do with the fact that if you have a partner in your life and you're thinking, you know, I should probably go see a dermatologist, but I don't really want to make the appointment. If you have somebody with you in your life, they will say, pick up the phone right now and make the damn doctor appointment. Mm-hmm. Do it.
Do you think men don't do that in reverse to women, and that's why there's no correlation?
Correct.
Hmm. Oh, men refuse to go to the doctor.
Correct.
Not me.
Like, I think women are really good about getting their annual mammogram, getting their annual gynecological visit. Outside of that, I don't think we're great either at just the primary care. How you doing? You know, I don't think we're great at that. I think I do the big bad ones. I want to make sure I don't have cervical cancer or breast cancer.
So you don't do your annual exam?
I do.
Okay.
But not with like a primary care. Like, I go to primary care for medicine refills. And like when I needed a cortisone shot in my arm for my rotator cuff.
But you never have your blood drawn?
Nah. Well, Dr. Tagg's done that, so...
But does he test for, like, everything?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just not a big primary care kind of gal.
I haven't been to the doctor since I had an abscess caused by my wisdom teeth.
Samuel!
And outside of that, I haven't been since high school.
When was that?
My wisdom teeth?
Yeah.
I worked here within the last couple of years.
Ugh! God, is there anything worse? I mean, that surgery is just terrible.
The surgery was fine. I don't remember any of it. It was the pain for, I don't know, like a week and a half waiting until I could get the surgery because the abscess doesn't go away.
Ugh.
And you can't exactly just chalk yourself up with a bunch of painkillers and show up and push buttons on the radio.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.